If you're attending the Triennial Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, come join us for a special live broadcast of Issues Etc. from 7 to 9 Central Sunday night, July the 21st, at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown St. Louis. We'll be broadcasting live outside the Majestic Ballroom at the Renaissance Hotel before and during an ice cream social this Sunday night from 7 to 9 Central. Now, if you can't attend in person, you can listen to this live broadcast from 7 to 9 Central, Sunday, July the 21st, at issuesetc.org. Well, it's time to go through a few of the comments that we have found this week at the Issues Etc. comment line. It's a line that we leave open for our listeners because we know, and especially we know, our beloved on-demand listeners listen, well, on demand. That means they're not listening live during the broadcast every weekday from 3 to 5 Central. They're listening later, or sometimes much later, and they're listening like most on-demand listeners do. They're listening to this and to that, and then when they hear something, they still have a question, they still have a comment, they still want to be involved, they maybe have a show suggestion or a criticism. That's what the Issues Etc. comment line is for. For you, our listeners, any time of day or night, any question, comment, show suggestion, or criticism you may have, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382, the Issues Etc. comment line. Leading off, a comment about Monday's interview that we did on Jehovah's Witnesses and blood transfusions.
This is Bob from northeastern Vermont commenting on the segment July 15th, Jehovah's Witnesses and blood transfusions with Rob Bowman from the Institute for Religious Research. Well, he was spot on in his comments. I thought it was a helpful section, but one interesting thing for the vanilla-flavored evangelical organizations such as Institute for Religious Research, they have to appeal to the Bible, meaning that their interpretation of the Bible has to be better than the opponent's, and it probably is in most instances. But too bad they can't be like you Lutherans who can say, hey, we accept the ecumenical creeds. Arianism was condemned by the Council of Nicaea, and just show how the Jehovah's Witnesses are Arian. So this is not a matter of our super new scholarship beating the Jehovah's Witnesses' super new scholarship. It's what the church has always believed. As evangelicals, so often we think that God was pretty inactive in the church from about the end of the first century to the birth of our grandmothers. Thank you.
Very well put, and thanks for listening. I see exactly what you're saying. Now, I don't want anyone to get the impression that we would pit Bible against the creed or that we would place the creed in any sense above Holy Scripture. And I know that's not what the listener is saying. Simply saying, look, what is the creed? The creed is nothing but the confession of the church. And it's not just something that was dashed off. These things were hammered out in many cases in the face of persecution, in the face of being wildly outnumbered, as in the case of the Arian heresy. Much of that creed was confessed and hammered out when most Christians on the planet were not Christians but Arians. Arianism almost took over the church entirely at one point. Very popular error that the church in its wisdom found a way through its careful study of Scripture and its restating of what Scripture says, which is, that's what a creed is, simply stating in a formulaic form, a form that can be memorized, that is accurate, that is concise, what it is the church believes, what it is Scripture teaches. Those are two things. Those two things are the same thing, what the church believes and what Scripture teaches. And when you have the consensus of historic Christianity on your side, you could say to a Jehovah's Witness, look, just as a matter of history, this isn't the first time we've heard your claims. They were heard back in the third century, and they were rejected by the church. Now, the Jehovah's Witness is going to come back to say, well, of course, that's because the church after the time of the apostles became apostate, and it wasn't rediscovered until we came around, oddly, a position that they seemed to share with some evangelicals, too. Well, what's the best way to deal with – you can point that out. Yes, you can say, look, this isn't just my interpretation. This is the settled historic interpretation of all of Christendom. That's what you can do when you point to the creed against the Jehovah's Witness. But dealing with the Jehovah's Witnesses one-on-one, I strongly suggest that you stick to the Bible. They're going to dismiss your creeds. Are they right in dismissing them? No. The creeds are the historical argument against their position. But if you want to argue theologically against their position, you're going to have to get out that Bible with the Jehovah's Witness. When we come back, some more of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Grace Lutheran, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Heritage Lutheran, Valparaiso, Indiana, Mount Olive Lutheran, Duluth, Minnesota, Our Savior's Lutheran, Windham, Minnesota, St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin, Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California, St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa, St. John Lutheran, Yuma, Colorado, Christ Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri, and Redeemer Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
Does your church need a backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If any former evangelicals are hearing me speak right now, I want to assure you, you don't have to be a homeless Christian. If you would go to issuesetc.org, look on their website, you'll find a list of churches. Find one close to you and attend that church. There, you can receive the true gospel, you don't have to be a homeless Christian, and they will not call you a backslider.
To find a church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Did you know that Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, sells CDs and audio downloads of teachings by some of the top Lutheran theologians in the country? Check out Logia's 99-cent download of the month at shop.logia.org. Shop.logia.org. You'll also find books published by Luther Academy and, of course, the quarterly Logia Journal at shop.logia.org. Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran, shop.logia.org.
If you come,
I will answer.
If you follow,
I'll pick you up.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're going through a few of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line on this Friday afternoon, the 19th of July. That number again for the comment line, 618-223-8382. We always welcome our listeners, especially our beloved on-demand listeners, questions and comments on the Issues Etc. comment line. Here's some feedback from last week's interview. We did an interview with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And here's what this listener had to say.
Hey, this is David from Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm calling because stating my appreciation for your interview with President Matthew Harrison of our Senate. Very candid on both your part and his. We really do have a lot of different issues to address as our Senate, and issues that transcend trends, as he was pointing out. You know, since before the time of the statement of the 44. And I think a lot of times people tend to, and I've been guilty of this myself, tend to be short-sighted, that we think, well, this stuff started up, this stuff about women in the ministry and open communion issues and so forth, started up recently. And that's not true. We've been having problems mount in various forms over the last century. And, you know, it reminds me of when Friedrich Wenneken returned from Germany and went into his churches that were under his care. And he simply said, we have a lot to straighten up, and that's what his goal was. Same thing with Walther in 1870 with his communion statement on those who differ. And I can't remember the exact wording of it. We have a great challenge ahead of us as Missouri to keep that message straight and get that message out. And thanks be to God for President Harrison, who is relying upon the grace of God to be our pastor and leader in these times. God bless.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks for your comments. Well, look, there's nothing else we really could do in interviewing Pastor Harrison, especially headed into the convention that begins this weekend, the 65th triennial convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in St. Louis. You got to ask him questions about the issues that the convention is going to face, and there's a handful of those, and he handled them with aplomb. He made no objection to answering those questions. It is, after all, what we elected him to do. Right? Not to avoid those questions, but to deal with them, to talk about them, and to the best of his ability to answer them. Look, every church makes mistakes. If a church body sticks around long enough, it's going to make mistakes. It's going to issue a statement that's wrong, or it's going to adopt a practice that's wrong. That happens. That's understood. But when those mistakes go unaddressed, it gets worse. And if those mistakes get institutionalized, then it's even worse. And when we can excuse churches making mistakes, what a church should never do, sticking closely to Scripture and the confessions, is leave those mistakes unaddressed, institutionalize those mistakes, worse yet, allow those mistakes to replace the truth. And that's why it's good to have a faithful pastor at the helm for another 3 years.